All right, ready to dive into some Duffy.
Sounds good.
Let's take a look at War Photographer.
Okay.
You've probably been working on this in class,
Yeah,
right?
it's a popular one.
It could be kind of a tough one
It is.
to really get into, but I think it's so powerful once you kind of peel back the
Oh,
layers.
absolutely. It really gets under your skin, you
Yes,
know.
Chef.
Duffy has this way of just making you confront
Yeah.
things that you might not want to really look at.
Exactly. And she does it in such a precise way with her language. So just to kind of refresh everybody's memory, we're looking at this war photographer.
Ray.
He's back home in England
Yeah.
developing photos, but each image
Yeah.
is like this window into all these hundred agonies that she
Wow.
talks
Oh,
about,
great.
heavy stuff.
Yeah, and what's so interesting is how she just throws us right into this contrast
Yes.
between the photographer's two worlds, the dark room, all
Yeah.
quiet,
Yeah.
sterile, and then the utter chaos of the war zones.
Right. And she really emphasizes that, doesn't she?
She does.
It's not even about like how beautiful England is.
Right.
It's about what it doesn't have.
Yeah.
You know, simple weather, fields that don't explode. Why do you think she makes that choice?
I think it's brilliant
Yeah.
because by doing that, by focusing on what England doesn't have,
Right.
it really highlights just how fragile that peace is and
Yes.
that safety,
Totally.
you know, and suddenly those everyday things that we kind of take for granted
Seemingly.
become really precious
Yeah.
when you compare it to what he's just seen.
That's such a good point. It's like she makes us, the readers, really question our own definition of what suffering is.
Exactly.
What we think is a bad day is nothing compared to what this guy's witnessed.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's such a subtle way of
Yeah.
making us think about our own perspectives
Right.
and how they're probably limited by our own experiences.
Okay, well, let's unpack some of the imagery here. She talks about the spools of suffering set out in ordered rows in the dark room. This red light that softly glows. What's
Yeah.
going on there?
Well, the dark room itself is already so interesting.
Yeah.
It's this place of isolation, right?
Right.
But it's also a place of control. So
Yeah.
he's finally alone with his thoughts, memories,
Yeah.
but he's surrounded by all these images of trauma. So
Right.
it's like, oh.
And that phrase, the schools of suffering, is so powerful.
Oh, so
It's like
powerful,
the
right?
rolls of film are physically carrying that weight of the
Yes,
pain.
they are a
No, and
physical manifestation.
yeah.
Absolutely.
And then you have ordered rows,
Yes.
which is so different from this chaos of war.
Cynically.
It seems like he needs to order things to try and
Yes.
make sense of something that makes no sense.
Absolutely.
So is that a coping mechanism?
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a way to
Just to maintain control.
control. Yeah. When everything else feels out of control.
Right.
Makes you think about what's going on in his head.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And then there's that line, this one always gets me. The reader's eyeballs prick with tears between the bath and pre-lunch beers.
Ooh.
Oof.
Oof.
That's Duffy at her best.
Yeah.
Not letting us off the hook. You
No.
know, she's talking to us directly
Yeah.
about how we just consume these images,
Right.
but don't engage with them really.
It's like just another image, those
Yeah.
hundred agonies, just another thing we look at.
Exactly. Another thing to consume and then move on.
Yeah.
And that word prick is so interesting too. It's just this
Yes.
fleeting surface level response.
Yeah.
And then you have the editor choosing five or six photos out of hundreds.
Yeah.
You know, it's like suffering is edited and packaged for us.
Right.
And Duffy's making us think about whether we're part of that problem.
Yeah, that's powerful, especially for young people who are just starting to understand
Yeah.
how complex the world is.
Absolutely. Makes you think about the impact of war photography, you know?
Right.
Does it actually raise awareness or does it just make us all kind of numb?
Yeah, it's a key question.
Yeah.
Duffy doesn't give us the answers,
Right.
but she wants us to think critically about what we see,
Yeah.
what stories they're telling us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it goes beyond just war photography, right? It's
Yeah.
about how we deal with any suffering.
Right.
Do we let ourselves be moved by it,
Hmm.
or do we just like try to shut it out?
That's a good point, and I think Duffy uses religious imagery to kind of highlight that.
Yeah.
She keeps describing the photographer as a priest, like he's performing a mass in the dark room.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Like Duffy herself was raised Catholic, so those references pop up in a lot of her work.
Right.
But here it's like elevating what he does, you
Yeah.
know? Like it's the sacred duty
Right.
witnessing these horrors.
So he's not just a photographer, he's like a, what, prophet?
Yeah, there's an element of that for sure.
trying to share this burden.
Right. Trying to connect the two worlds.
Yeah.
The one with the suffering and the one that hasn't seen it.
And that burden of witness, I feel like Duffy, the poet herself, is struggling with that too.
For sure.
What is the role of art when it comes to this stuff?
Oh, I love that.
You know?
That's such a great point.
Like, how do you show the truth without...
It's a question every artist asks, right?
Yeah.
How do you show suffering and honor the people going through it,
right,
but not exploit them?
Exactly. How do you make people see it, but not turn away?
It's tough.
It's a really delicate balance, and I think Duffy does it so well here.
Oh, for sure.
She doesn't shy away from it, but she doesn't let us as readers off the hook either.
No, absolutely not. She makes us part of it, you know? We have to look at our own reactions.
Yeah.
Are we being empathetic or just detached?
And that's where those last lines are so interesting, right? He's going to another war zone.
Yeah.
But we don't know where or why.
Yep. Exactly. That's the point.
It makes you feel uneasy.
It does.
Is he going out of duty?
Yeah.
Is he running from something?
Maybe.
Something else entirely.
Could be.
And then that word impassive.
Yeah.
Talking about his gaze.
Right. It's like he's shut down.
Yeah.
Protecting himself.
Maybe from what he's seen.
Probably.
But it makes you wonder, like, what is that toll?
Yeah.
Can you ever really come back the same after seeing all that?
It makes you think about, like, the effects of war.
Yeah.
Not just on the people in it,
right,
but the ones who see it.
Okay, so we've talked about these two worlds, his inner struggle, our responsibility as readers.
Yeah.
Now let's look at some quotes.
Okay.
Duffy's a master with language.
Absolutely.
And every word is so deliberate.
Mm.
Like, what hits you in that line? In his dark room, he is finally alone with spools of suffering set out in ordered rows.
Well, the finally alone part really gets me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the dark room becomes this place to think away from everything.
Yeah.
But also he's trapped with everything he's seen.
Right. It's like a confessional almost.
Yeah, like that.
And then spools of suffering.
Oh, so good.
It's not just the pictures. It's like...
it's the weight of it.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
That alliteration, spools of suffering, just emphasizes that weight.
It does.
And then ordered rows.
Right. Trying to make sense of it.
Yeah. There's that tension again.
Yes.
Between the chaos and the need to control it.
Runs through the whole poem.
Your students can really dig into that.
They should.
Look for other examples of that tension.
Absolutely.
And think about how it adds to the meaning.
Yeah. It helps them see how carefully she put it all together.
Okay, let's look at "The only light is red and softly glows."
Oh, just.
It's so vivid,
it's
right?
It's so vivid.
That red light.
It makes you think of blood.
Yeah, like he's developing the photos in blood.
Yeah.
But it's also beautiful, right?
It is.
Softly glows.
Yeah, it's weird.
So peaceful.
But not at all.
It's that contrast that makes it work.
Sure.
Like she's saying, even in the darkest places, there can be beauty.
Or at least we want there to be.
Right.
Your students might connect to that.
Yeah, like even in tough times, there's still good stuff.
Hope, you know.
Okay, last one for this part. 100 Agonies in Black and White.
That one's core to the whole thing. It's about what photos can't do.
Hmm.
And art in general, like you can only capture a moment frozen in time.
Yeah.
It flattens everything.
And the black and white part?
Oh, yeah, that matters.
What do you think she's doing with that?
It's like how suffering is shown to us, you know?
Yeah.
No color.
Right, like it creates distance.
Exactly.
So you have these agonies, which are so real.
Yeah.
But they're presented in this cold way.
Right. And it makes us look at ourselves.
Yeah.
Are we really feeling it?
Or are we just watching?
Big question to leave them with.
It is.
Yeah.
And they can think about that with other art they see.
Totally, yeah.
Like there are actual people behind those pictures.
Right.
Experiencing this awful pain.
Absolutely.
And we have to see that.
We do.
See them as human.
And it's not enough to just look.
Right.
We have to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Be involved. Speak up.
It's interesting to think about when this poem came out.
Yeah.
1985.
Right.
So much conflict happening then.
Oh, yeah. The Cold War. Lebanon.
This was all over the news.
Constantly.
She wasn't writing about something far away.
Yeah, it was her world.
And it makes it even more relevant now.
Sadly.
And we still see so much of this.
It's timeless, really.
It is.
Gets at something we all deal with.
And I know students struggle with it.
They do.
What advice would you give them?
Focus on the words she uses.
Yeah.
Every single one matters.
Okay.
Look for patterns, like the light and dark.
Right.
Or the order and the chaos.
That distance and closeness she keeps showing.
Exactly.
It's okay to be confused, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough stuff.
Heavy stuff.
The more you think about it, mm-hmm. the more it'll make sense.
And ask questions.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answers here.
It's about figuring it out.
Exactly. Make it your own.
So pay attention to how she says things.
Mm-hmm.
Find those patterns.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
And just feel it.
Feel it, yeah.
And don't forget the context.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who is Duffy?
Yeah.
What was going on in the world?
That can add a lot of meaning.
Absolutely.
Okay, before we finish up,
yeah.
I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
War photographer is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about war.
No, it's bigger than that.
It's about us seeing what's happening.
Yeah.
Feeling it, mm-hmm. connecting.
So what are your 100 agonies?
Yeah, what makes you really see this suffering?
Good question to think about.
And if you're working on this poem,
yeah.
come back to it with fresh eyes.
You'll see more each time.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive on War Photographer.
It was fun.
I hope you all understand it a bit better now.
And that it makes you think.
Yeah, keep exploring.
Keep asking questions.
And keep connecting.
Until next time.
Keep diving deep.